is the Better Life, Better Work show, and I'm your host, Allison Crow. I'm an intuitive life and business coach here to help you create better life and better work. I help super successful people, you know, the recovering overachievers, put the soul back in their lives, and I help soulful people create success. On this show, topics range from the mystic to the logistic, and our content will support your being and your doing while on your path to create better life and better work. More is not better. Better is better. Hello, soulful people. Allison Crow here, and this is episode number 64. I have three questions to help you, what I'm calling power up today. I had an interesting experience this week. I have recommitted to a practice of meditation and meditating on my poof without any devices nearby. So not using other sound, but really just sitting with my quiet spirit thoughts. And it's been fascinating. I can't say that I've done the best job at it. I still do get easily distracted, and I am committed to deepening my meditation practice. And as I have done that, I don't know if this is any cause for it, but I've also been having really wonky dreams. I have not been sleeping quite soundly. And a couple of days ago at 3:45 in the morning, it was very clear that I was not tossing and turning because of the regular reasons, usually a dog somewhere on the bed. But spirit woke me up. I was wide awake at 3:45. And what was coming through my mind was this concept of power up. And I recently had reached out on Facebook about just something in me knew that I wanted to attend some kind of learning conference this fall. And a lot of people gave recommendations for various conferences. And I had a couple of people invite me and give me gift tickets to various events. And but I knew I wanted to do kind of a mental outer work one. I don't know why. I just knew it. And so I was listening to a girlfriend of mine speak and teach the other day, and she made an offering for an event that she's having in California, and just something said, yep, that's it. So I bought the ticket, and I can't remember. I know what the name of her event is now, but that morning at 3:45, I just kept hearing power up, power up. That's why you signed up to power up. And I don't remember, well, I know now the name of her event is Game On, but it was interesting because my spirit was saying, all right, it's time. Rest season is over. It's time for you to power up. And then, and so it was funny because this phrase, power up, it's so not an Allison phrase, but has just been on my mind this week. Later that morning, so that's about 3:45, like get up, power up. And then the other thing I heard, and I did a couple of posts on these on my private, or not private, but my personal Facebook profile. The second one was, Allison, you've been half-assing. I'm calling bullshit on all your excuses. And it was a very loving calling on bullshit. Y'all know I don't come from shame, blame, and guilt, and I don't come from harsh authority, but it was a loving velvet glove that I felt like spirit was saying, all right, you've gone through this season of itchiness and discomfort, and you're slacking off, you know, you slacked off on your meditation, and it's time to just really stand up and be who I've called you to be. And that will permeate through your leadership, through your coaching, through your relationship. And frankly, Allison, you've been half-assing it. So my second question is about, where are you bullshitting yourself? Where can you lovingly call bullshit so that you can power up? And then the third question that I have for you today is, where have your desires flatlined? And all three of these questions go together. How do I know? Because Spirit gave all three of these questions to me this week, and I can see how they all connect. I probably could also title this Lessons from a Soulful Success Call. We had a what's called a Super Soulie call. So I do special calls every now and then for my clients who've been year-long members and longer. And this was the context of the call is where can you power up? Where can you lovingly call bullshit on your excuses? And where do you need to reignite your desires because they flatlined? And I noticed that. So number one, life is awesome and life is fucking difficult. Shit happens, right? I mean, they made a t-shirt about it in the 70s. Shit happens. And a lot of times when we are focusing on resolving the shit and doing the everyday mundane, it is easy to lose touch with our desires. When we have gone through the loss of a desire, so I have a client that went through a breakup and she was a little bit flatlined and it was hard for her to see why she had been kind of starting to rot in her living room, as we called it that day. But one of the things was she'd flatlined her desires and she'd made up stories about her desires. And part of that, not the complete story, but part of that story was the pain that she felt earlier this summer. And it is very subconscious and natural when we go through a desire unmet to begin to shut down our nervous system out of safety and our ego self, which I also heard this week is called the protective voice in a book I was reading. I loved that. So the protective voice kind of shut these things down. How many of you have that either conscious or subconscious thought, it's better not to love because then you don't get hurt? Well, if I don't try, I won't fail. And we kind of half-ass. I don't know. I do. I totally half-ass because of the stories I make up in my mind about the effort, about exhaustion, about rejection. Oh, it's such a subconscious little thing. These beliefs get in there. And so what was really fun with this client too, so this particular client loves to sing and she has a regular like day job. And she made up these stories. So her protective self made up stories about her singing that it had to create money. And so as we were talking as a community together, the conversation went to, well, what if you didn't have to make money? And I told her, I said, I see you like coming home at 2 o'clock in the morning and you just like do a nesty plunge onto your bed with exhilaration. You've been singing a set at the local dive bar. You just got a tip jar, but you just did it for the fucking glory of using your voice. And you come home exhausted, thrilled, excited. It's like a life orgasm. And I could see the look on her face. And I could see that she remembered for a moment that her desire wasn't about making money. I mean, sure, that's one of her desires, but the deep desire was using her voice, singing. She loves to sing. And isn't it funny how we can put all of these other little stories on top of our deep desires? Okay, so I'm getting a lot into this desire conversation, which is the third question. So let's just start with number three. why not do things backwards? So desire. Oh, you know, I notice a history of beliefs that were put onto me and that I took on, especially from various men in my life, starting with my dad. I'm not saying that my dad intentionally gave this to me, but this is what I took on. And it certainly happened with ex-husband, and sometimes it happens with current husband, is this belief that I want too much. I remember my ex-husband saying something to me, having some kind of conversation. It was like, you never stop wanting. And I've made the distinction before of wanting and having. And one of my favorite things to do is to daydream and to want and to plan. And I don't often get intimidated by my wants or desires, even if I feel like they're impossible. And sometimes the people I love in my life take that personally. And then I take their stuff personally, right? And it gets into this little ping pong battle of not allowing myself to be, no matter how they respond to my desire. So I've made an intention of just allowing my desires to be mine. And in my current incarnation and relationship, I'm okay with letting myself desire something different than my husband. And I'm okay letting my husband not desire the same things, even if they create conflict. So for example, I really want a pool. He really doesn't want a pool. I don't have to demand the pool now. I know that I will eventually have a pool again. And he knows we won't be living in this house. So actually, even though we have different desires, we have the same common goal. But I had to allow myself to want the pool to realize that we are actually on the same page. So I want you to think about, and possibly even really, this would be a way of powering up. Honestly, I want you to pull out a journal and just let yourself desire. If you could have it your way, what would you have? If you could have it your way, what would you be? If you could have it your way, what would you do? And notice as you begin to drop down desires on a piece of paper, notice whether you judge those desires. Notice the mental mind fuckery that comes. Notice the way your body feels. Notice if you allow yourself to have those desires. Notice if your protective ego self has cut yourself off from desires. I will link it up in the show notes, but gosh, probably 5 or 6 years ago, I wrote a blog post back when I only wrote blog posts on my desires flatlining. And this is one of the things I notice, that when life gets challenging and there are other circumstances, which are technically neutral, but when other circumstances come in and detract our attention, the first thing we let go is desire, because we move from that abundance, creative desire state to survival. At least I do. I'm so thankful to the book, The Way of Mastery. And recently I read a chapter on desire, and I loved how it positioned desire. It positioned desire as coming from spirit, as created by God to be your purpose in life. And I don't know about you, but I grew up in a religion that told me that my desires were evil, that told me my desires were not from God, and that my desires were sinful, and that Bible verses are starting to even come up. And I loved, in The Way of Mastery, the way this positioned Christ consciousness as coming through me, through the vehicle of my desire. And it made me think about this client that loves to sing. She was given that gift, and she has a desire to use it. And somewhere along the way, she made up that she had to make money with it. And that snuffed out the desire. But when she really tapped back in, the primary, primal, holy, creative desire is to just fucking sing. And so I don't know what your version is. It may not be singing. It may be a bunch of little desires. It may be stuff. We had a beautiful call on my leadership, in my leadership group today, facilitated by Tara Newman. And we were talking about money and how many of us are motivated by money, and how we were taught that the desire of money is the root of all evil, except for I think it was the love of money. And the reality is I love money. I don't think I'm an evil person, but I love money. I'm driven by money. I'm fascinated by this money love story that I am in. I feel like the ability to create income, and to not just create income, but the energy and mindset of abundance, is part of my purpose and expansion here on life. And so Question number one, check in with your desires. And I think in that blog post, I play this little game of writing down 100 desires. And so if you're listening to this podcast, I would love for you to pause right now and post and tag me on social media a few of your desires. Share them publicly. You don't have to share your deepest if you don't want to, but share some of your desires. So I'll share some of mine. I really desire a home on an acre. It doesn't have to be a big home, but I want the spaciousness with the trees and I want a pool again. I really desire a pool. I really desire for my body to feel vibrant and alive and flexible and functional. I desire to make $30,000 to $50,000 a month consistently. I have hit that $30,000 a month a few times, and I desire that to be an every single month thing. I desire to have enough wealth to be able to donate in massive amounts. I desire a fresh fall wardrobe. I desire to eat out at fancier restaurants. They don't even have to be fancy, but just not quickies. I desire to have more luxurious meals with my husband. I desire to spend a little bit more time with my family. I desire to lie my ass on a beach and have a daily massage for about 7 days. I desire to go deeper, to have my meditation go deeper into me. I desire to have some mystical experiences in my meditations. Okay, I'm going to pause there and get to our next two questions. So I went in reverse order. So the second question is, where can you call bullshit on yourself? And I want you to think about the stories that you're telling yourself that you have been buying. So, for example, my client recently was saying, oh, if I'm not making money, then I can't sing. And it was so fun to help her see and to see her see that if she took the bullshit story that she had to make money with her singing off the table, she could then experience the joy. And so one of the bullshit stories I've told myself recently, I did go through burnout a few years ago. I'm really afraid of that. I've noticed that I'm afraid of that again. And I've made up a story in my mind that, let's say that 30,000 isn't possible without the burnout. And that's bullshit. Like, that is bullshit. It is possible to leverage and earn income without having to hustle in the way that I used to. I know that. So bullshit is that for some people, it's that you don't have time. Sometimes it's that you don't have money. One I said the other day, and one of my clients commented on it, is like where we use our triggers and our old stories as excuses. And she was like, oh, I want to lovingly remind you that triggers are real. Yes, triggers are real. Trauma is real. Most of my clients are not in a place of needing therapeutic support where they are literally not functioning because of their traumas and triggers. But the fact is, like, oh, that triggers me, right? Like, I say that a lot. And the reality is, no, it doesn't. It just is uncomfortable. And so I can use my own triggers and my, quote, trauma as bullshit. I'm aware of it. And, you know, that actually does a disservice to people who really are deeply and having trouble functioning and having medical conditions because of their traumas and triggers when I use mine as a fucking excuse. I have to wait. It has to be perfect. I have another client. It was so fun to see her put out her podcast this week. Yay! Because she's a very big perfectionist. And perfectionists can often have massive layers of bullshit telling them certain things that keep them from being visible in the world. And so I don't know what it is for you, but what will you call bullshit on? And I think it's, you know, I don't tend to come from this super harsh place of coaching anymore, but I also don't want to buy the bullshit just because I'm being soft. Just because I'm breathe, y'all, and more love, not less, doesn't mean that I'm going to buy my own bullshit or buy your bullshit if you're my client. And so lovingly, I used to say, I think I have a podcast about this one, a blog post about this too. It's like, if I saw you wearing a sexy, super valuable pair of heels and you were standing in horse shit or cow shit here in Texas, I would push you out and then tell you why. And so I think it's a good self-accountability check. That's my favorite, self-accountability to check and be honest and be an owner of where we are telling ourselves bullshit stories that are keeping us covered in shit instead of the soulful success that we would like to create. And then the final question is, where can you power up? Where can you power up in your life? Where can you power up in your communication? Where can you power up in your thinking? And I'm not just talking about trade up or be positive. So for me, powering up is allowing myself to feel the fullness of all my feelings without going into victimhood or drama. My version of power up is to experience the range of both and then make a decision in this moment. My version of power up is committing to do this podcast every single week, even though when everything in my body and my brain is trying to discourage me, when I sit down to start recording and the dog goes apeshit at the window, like all kinds of resistance shows up. Powering up is choosing to go to a high level sales for me recently is choosing to go to this high level sales event to, I want to reactivate. So I spent the last 2 years not charging a lot of money. I know that some of you, it might be a lot of money, but I'm used to charging a minimum of $1,000 a month. And the early price for Soulful Success is $188. It's been bumped up to $222. And it's been a while since I charged in the high fee realm. And I'm feeling the call to put together a women's circle again on the high end. And I noticed a lot of bullshit stories coming up. I noticed I was leaking my power. And so I wanted to immerse myself and reactivate my power-ups, right? Like, does anybody remember, I'm totally dating myself, Mario Brothers, right? And when you eat a power-up, it made this sound, wah, wah, wah. And I want to power up. I want to power up. And part of my powering up is not believing that powering up has to exhaust me, especially when I surrender to my worldly bullshit and I ask spirit to be the power in my body. And so I want you to check in and have a lovingly honest conversation. Where are you half-assing things? Where are you on low power? Where could you be brighter? And not out of obligation, but knowing that you're dimming your light when it really is asking to be bold. It's like my client, her singing is begging to be expressed and she's been dimming it. And by her making the choice this week to go to an open mic, she's powering up. Where can you power up? I can't answer that for you. I can only answer it for myself, but I can ask you the question that causes you to reflect, where are you being called from your inner wisdom, your inner remembering, and your inner power to power up? With that, I am going to close out and say thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for your reviews. We hit 15,000 downloads. I don't really watch the numbers, but that was really fun to see. I actually posted about it right before we hit 15,000 because I knew it was going to come. And I appreciate you guys listening. It's so fun to hear stories when... It's so fun to hear stories of you listening. It was interesting. I actually had a new client sign up this week, and I had made up a story. I met her in person. I don't even remember how long ago. Sometime in the last 2 years, I met her, and we went to this women's event, and she turns out she lives really close to me, and so I went and picked her up, and we went to this event, and she was like, oh, I know you from online, and I remember seeing her online and seeing her likes and her posts and all these other things, and we went to this book club. It was a book club on the Prosperous Coach. And then I dropped her off at home, and then I never heard or saw her again. Like, likes went quiet. All these things went quiet. And she texted me yesterday and said, I watched your video. I had no idea that she watched a video. She actually watched a video I did on Facebook about wanting to throw in the towel. A very normal and common thing when you're in business for yourself. Heck, when you're alive, it's very normal and common. And she was like, that video saved me. I'm joining your program. And she's like, I've been waiting for a few years to do this. And I was like, what? What? I made up a story in my mind that she was like, yeah, I met Allison in person and she is off my list. And so it's just a really good reminder that we can't make up stories. And so I love words of affirmation. If you're getting something out of this podcast, it really encourages me and helps me to know whether you tag me on a social media post or you send me a private message or you do podcast reviews. I totally appreciate any insights you get. I want this to be valuable for you. I want it to be helpful. So thank you so much for spending time with me on the Better Life, Better Work show, and I will see you on the next episode. Hey, I made something for you. Over at AllisonCrow.com, you can get my new and updated booklet called Finding Your Feel Good for people who want soulful success. Simple tools and practices for finding your feel good in an overwhelming world. It's short, it's quick, and it's powerful, and I know you'll love it. AllisonCrow.com is where you can find it. As always, thanks for listening. Totally appreciate you thinking about somebody who might really love this episode and you sharing it with them. Also, I always appreciate your reviews. It's like podcast currency. It's like a tip in the jar saying thanks. And finally, if you want to share on social media a screenshot or any insights you get from listening to this episode, I will totally respond. You can share with the hashtag Better Life, Better Work show. This show is sponsored by my three rescued dogs, Leroy Brown, Clementine, and Rocky Potato. They're here to remind you to consider adoption when you get your next pet. More is not better. Better is better.